Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Whispers from the Void. I'm Phil.
And I'm Evan. Welcome to Whispers from the Void. And yeah, I forgot my intro because you just switched it up.
Yeah, you gotta keep them. You gotta keep them guessing.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm Evan, your French lover.
No. Phil came up with a game for this episode, so I'm gonna let him explain it as I came up with the last one.
Yeah, so this game, well, it's very simple, and like I prepared it like very like well, I prepared it last week because we were supposed to do an episode, but since Mr. over here had something about a wedding, so like a practice rehearsal dinner for a wedding, so we're like, okay, let's do it now.
Wedding next week.
Yeah.
The rehearsal dinner is Thursday.
Yeah. So, yeah. So I prepared it, and it's called Fuck, Marry, Kill. And yeah, I'm saying fuck because I don't care about censorship. I could say fudge, marry, kill, or boop, marry, kill, like some people are doing. But
we swear
no,
all
fuck,
the time.
Yeah, I don't care, tabarnak. Fuck, marry, kill it is. So, yeah. But before that, we need booze. I have my booze over there.
I picked up a brew from Abomination Brewing Company in out of Ooh. North Haven, Connecticut. The label art was by Sanheimer. And that's very metal, very grotesque looking thing.
Nice.
Instantly looked at it and said, that's probably for me. It's called Rotting Earth, the double dry hop, double India pale ale. 9.3%.
Pretty nice.
They got some sick can art, I'll tell you that. These guys, I've seen some of their stuff before. Had some of their beers, are really good.
Ooh, that's pretty nice. I have Noctem Artisan Brasseur Double Catnip, which is a double IPA. And no, the artwork is not something grotesque. It's just a cat that is fucking high on catnip. So, yeah. And it's a classic. Well, it's based on the classic from Noctem, which is the catnip. And just the catnip is like 7%. This one is like 9%, which is a little bit like stronger. And also, I have to say, it's my second one of tonight. Because I just drank one and I was like, oh, you know what? Let's do two. So let's do it. Let's fucking do it. Let's get fucking drunk. Yeah. Anyway. Cheers, everyone. Cheers, Evan.
Ooh, that's interesting. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah. That's
wow,
the
catnip.
It's been
a long time
love.
Since I've had something like this.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
Is it like
that's crazy?
Strong?
No, it's just the double dry hopped is. Wow. That's pronounced.
Okay. That's great.
It's good. It's just I mean, it's definitely different. The text, it's got a whole texture thing going.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure, for sure.
Oh, man. That's crazy. All right, Phil, lay it on me, kid. What do you got? I got to fuck, I got to marry, I got to kill somebody.
Yeah, exactly. So I have a couple that I wrote, but I was like, okay, like, persons is cool to do it, but like, let's do bands also. So
bands also. Oh.
Yeah. So I think it's fun. So yeah. I could go right, in the list that I made, or I go random. So I'll go random. I'll go with your favorite band. And your favorite genre of metal, which is doom metal. So let's go with Bellwitch, Chained to the Bottom of the Ocean, and Fires in the Distance. Who do you fuck? Who do you kill? Who do you marry?
I think I'd kill Bellwitch.
Oh shit! I never.
Just
because
that's
that.
What they want.
Yeah, if they want that for sure,
I would.
I'll kill too.
I'd fuck Chain, and then marry Fires of the Distance.
Honestly, for me, I would fuck Bellwitch, kill Fires. It's not that I don't like them, they're great, but I don't know. And marry Chained for whatever reason. because you're chained to the bottom of the ocean, for sure gotta get married.
Yeah.
Getting married in the bottom of the ocean because you're chained to the band. Anyway, on the next one. Oh, this one is interesting. Let's go to Cryptopsy Team. Between Matt McGaggy, Mike DeSalvo, or Lord Worm? Who do you fuck? Who do you kill? Who do you marry?
I'm married, Matt. Great yeah. guy.
Yeah.
I'd kill Lord Worm again. That's what he wants. Fucking laying in a casket, dude. And then, yeah, fuck Mike DeSalvo. Boston.
I mean, one part of me would be like, if I fuck Lord Worm, will he spit worms?
No, I don't think so. I don't think he would. Dude, he's a fucking crazy guy. He's
but that's why I'm talking. That's what I'm talking about. He's so crazy that he could put worms in himself and just like when we do sex, like he just spit it out.
If that's what you're into, Phil, it's whatever you're into. Guy.
No.
Put that on the Tinder profile and see how many hits you get.
So it's written, Phil, I like my big fetish is to fuck someone that spit worms. God damn it. Okay, so Matt, it's wedding. Mike is a fuck for one night, and Lord Worm, you killed him. Nice.
I killed him. Yeah, I killed.
You kill
Lord
him.
Worm.
Honestly, I would do the same thing. Because, yeah, my fetish is not, like, that pronounced. So, honestly, Lord Worm is to kill. Mike, I would fuck him. And Matt, well, it's Matt. It's my bro.
Matt, baby.
It's the bro. So, yeah.
Let's see. I got one for you.
Let's go.
All right. We'll do the Hops Review Crew. Ben, James, and Jerry. Who you got?
Oh my god, no! That's so tough! Because I'm going to watch or listen, whatever. Oh, damn. Okay.
Come on. Who's got the most tender cheeks?
I'm thinking about it. God damn. I cannot marry all of them.
No, you can't.
Shit.
No point to be here.
Okay, you know what? It's tough. It's very tough. And I don't want to admit it. God damn. You know what? I'm going to fuck Jerry. Because you know what, like, he got tender cheeks, bro. He got like the soft skin.
Oh man, that Texas skin. Like sandpaper.
Yeah, but like, you know what? I love it rough sometimes.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God damn. God. So there is a wedding and a killing. Oh, God damn. Honestly. Like, I would say, because I know, well, I know Jimbo since the beginning. So I would be like going to marry him.
You killed Ben?
I don't know, because like Ben is like, he's my French bro. So I'm just like, God damn. Yeah. I would go to
You gotta make
Ben.
Tough choices.
I got the tough choices because I know Jim longer than Ben, but I never saw Jim like in real life. I saw Ben a couple of times live, but like I never saw Jim. I never saw James. But I'm like, God damn, I could not do that to him. Like, it's painful. Can I kill someone and resuscitate him?
No.
God damn. Shit. Okay, you know what? It sucks to say. Oh, no. You know what? I'll go with the longer, with the long time that I know them. I'll marry Jimbo. I'll kill Ben.
I was going to say, you wouldn't leave Mookie without a dad, would you?
And I'm doing it like it's a pain in my heart. I'm sorry, Ben, if you listen to this or if you see this.
I can't wait for them to listen to this.
Like, if you see that or if you listen to this, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I don't want to do it. He's obligating me to do it. God damn.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you know what? I'll do the same for you.
The same?
Same people. Who do you fuck? Who do you kill? Who do you marry?
I'm marrying my Ben because he's my doom guy. I'm killing James. Sorry, James.
I was going to kill him, but I was like, I know James Jerry. Longer. Shit.
Yeah.
And you're fucking Jerry.
Listen, I feel like James would, he would kind of like, he'd be like, yeah, okay. Again, he probably, you know, he's just like, all right.
Oh, you know what? I changed mine. I marry Ben. I kill James.
Yo, no takes backs.
Fuck.
You already killed him, dude.
No, I resuscitate him. I resuscitate Ben, and I kill. I resuscitate.
Nah, dude.
I have the part.
That's recorded.
I have the
dude.
Antidote
that's
of
fucking,
life.
That's in there. That's recorded.
God damn. Well, I'm sorry. That's the only thing I can say. Anyway, God damn, what is that? It's weird. Anyway, you know what? Let's do the Drew battle. Between
the Drew battle.
Drew Stevens from Kanawaki Brewing, Drew Phillips from Four Phantoms, and I was going to say your son, but no, he's too young. I cannot do that to him. Drew Barrymore. The actress. You don't know the actress, Drew Barrymore?
Well, I'm fucking Drew Barrymore. That's easy.
Okay, so who you kill and you marry who? What Drew? Who Drew? Whatever.
I'd kill Drew from Kanawaki and marry Drew from Four Phantoms.
Honestly?
You're going to say the same thing.
I'm hesitating because Drew Barrymore, I don't care about her. Because, like, I'm not gay, but I'm like, do we have really something to say? Even something like, you know, okay, no, I'll fuck Drew Barrymore. I'll fuck Drew Barrymore just one night. I don't care. But like, I cannot kill one of them. Shit. No, you know what? Okay, you know what? I killed Drew Barrymore. It's official. Recording. I killed Drew Barrymore. I fucked Drew Phillips. And I married Drew Stevens. Because why not? He's my pal.
Dude, listen, I hear you. I hear you, for sure.
Okay, so let's go to the progressive side for a little bit. Progressive. Between Michael Ackerfeld, Ishan, or Devin Townsend?
Say that again.
Michael Ackerfeld, Ishan from Emperor, and Devin Townsend.
I'm killing Devin Townsend.
Of course you do.
There's only room for one bald guy.
Dude. Yeah, for sure. Now that you say that, I'm just like, yeah, that's logical, but also you. I'm not the biggest fan of Devin, so.
Ackerfeld, I'd marry Ackerfeld.
Yeah.
I'll fuck the other guy. Screw it.
Okay, so you know what? For me, it's like reverse a little bit. I would fuck Ishan, but I would kill Michael, and I would marry Devin. Because he's my dude. He's my Canadian pal. Again, I love Canadians.
All right, I got one for you.
Let's go.
I have Devin Townsend, Matt McGackie, and John from Baroness.
Oh, fuck you! Fuck you! But you know what? My idea is simple. It's very simple. For one reason. John, you never came back to fucking Quebec City! I have to take a fucking day off just for you. You never came back to Quebec City. You know what? I love Baroness.
Trouble Paradise.
I love Baroness, but for that, because he never came back to Quebec City, kill. It sucks. It sucks. I don't like to say this, but yeah. Kill John. And the rest is simple.
I can't wait for you to meet him. And then the first thing he's going to say is like, you killed me? Like he listens, but it's like, that'd
like
be funny.
Like he listens that would be, to this that would podcast.
Be funny, that would be funny as fuck. If that was a
first, honestly, you would kill me? If I meet him and if he listens to this podcast for no fucking reason, John, I'm sorry, but you have to come back to Quebec City. Like, Montreal is great and all, but Montreal, well, it's a far, far away from me. Come to Quebec again. I saw you there like 8 years ago. You should come back. Or if you come to Montreal, come to on a weekend. Don't come on a fucking, like, weekday. It sucks.
Hey, it's only when the venues are open, guy.
Yeah, but it sucks. For me, it sucks. And then every time since 8 years, he's doing that. Every fucking tour. I don't like this. I know it's not his rule, and he's not doing it like by himself. He got a team around and all, but still. It sucks for me. I would love to go to a Baroness show again. I can't. Anyway, kill John. With no disrespect and no, like, with a big hurt in my heart. It's hurting me a lot. But I'll fuck Matt and I'll marry Devin.
Of course.
Of course. Of course. It is of course.
Of course.
The logical thing to do is this. So, let's go back to the bands, shall we?
Sure, I'll do one more band one.
Between Every Time I Die, The Acacia Strain and Converge.
I would kill Converge.
That's an interesting thought.
Fuck every time I die and marry Acacia.
Honestly, I would marry Converge. That is normal. Mm. I would fuck every time I die, and I would kill the Acacia Strain. For me, it's simple, but like that's my opinion. Because I know Converge longer, so I'm like, yeah, we could be a good fit. Let's go to a wedding. Okay, I stop. Anyway, there is three more I have because this is like my list is. Oh no, not three more. I have five more.
You have five more.
but we are not obligated to do that.
What are the other ones that you have?
So I have one. It's let's go to the comedian side of it.
Oh,
between Bert Kreischer, Dave Chappelle, and Bill Burr.
I'm killing Bert.
You kill Burr?
I kill Bert Kreischer.
Bert?
Yeah, I don't like Bert.
No! Dude, he's the machine!
He's fucking annoying.
He's what he is, dude.
Well, you know what Bert says to you?
He doesn't give a fuck.
He's we fuck stupid. You in the mouth! We fuck you in the ass!
Oh, wow. So, we're gonna get flagged.
I don't care.
They're gonna fucking flag us.
Okay, so kill Bert. What do you do after? You fuck Chappelle, you marry Bill. Bill Burr is like, he's someone from your hood, too.
He is a Boston guy.
He's a Boston guy.
Lives in
Boston.
LA now.
honestly, I love Bill Burr. I love Bill Burr, but I'm more of a Bert Kreischer fan now. I think Bill Burr is like, he's great and all. But sometimes he's just like, he's screaming too much. And just like, I don't know. I just like, I don't know if I would fuck him and marry him. Honestly, I would kill Burr. Bill Burr. I would kill Bill Burr. Fuck Dave Chappelle and marry Bert Kreischer. He's going to be annoying, but I'm like, yeah, but you can be like topless and be like the machine. And I'm like, I love it. I love Bert Kreischer. I'm in love with this podcast. So. So I have one very interesting.
All right. What do you got?
And it's based on people that we had on the podcast, this podcast.
Guests?
They are, yeah, guests from the podcast. Between Craig Thorne from BAOS Podcast, Noah Forrest, and Steph Dills.
Oh, who do you fuck? Steph. Steph, dude.
So you marry Steph?
I'm killing Steph.
What?
Nah, I'm fucking with you. Or am I? Okay. I don't know. Yeah, you know what? I would kill him because he doesn't like pumpkin beer. we could never like do anything in the fall because he doesn't like pumpkin beer. So
just because of that,
even though he brews it, so.
God damn.
I'd marry Noah and fuck Craig. There you go.
I would. I don't know if I can say that.
I haven't talked to him in a long time. It's been so like
I talk to him like every fucking weeks. So I'm like,
yeah.
And also, he came to my place for a beer festival.
He's, so like, he I has don't another beer could... festival coming up now, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's yeah, another there, thing.
Yeah, he's got something going on. It was in French. I didn't understand it, but he had something.
It's not a festival. It's like the thing that is happening at is at the brewery in this town. Well, he goes working there, but like as a volunteer because he knows the guy and all. And like all the bosses over there are not there on the day of the event that is on Facebook. So oh, he's okay. like, he's over there just like managing the bar and all and putting music and all. So that's a festival in a way. I think I would go there to see him on that weekend.
Tell him to put pumpkin beer on the menu. And
God damn. Know what? I think I'll fuck Craig.
Yep.
I'll kill Noah because I don't know him enough. And I'll marry Steph. Even me, I'm like, I don't know if it could be a good fit. But I'm like, we know each other since, like, it's been a long time that we know each other. Yeah, yeah. We get on the nerves, but in a way, we still love each other. No, you know what? Okay, I'm doing that. Steph, I'll marry Steph, I'll fuck Craig, and I'll kill Noah.
Bop, bop.
Do you have another one? Or I do other ones.
I didn't have one. I had that one. I had those two in my head. That's what I had.
Okay, so I'll go with the girls, the ladies.
Oh, boy.
Chenny Crab from NTOs. Do you know her?
Yes.
Tatiana Schmalock from Ginger. And Katrine Katz from Agoraphobic Nosebleed.
I'll kill the one from Ginger.
Fair enough.
I will... Who is the first one?
Jenny Crab from NTOs. The singer of NTOs.
I'll marry her. Yeah.
And you and fuck then, cats?
And fuck cats, yeah.
I'll do the same thing, dude.
All the same?
I love Ginger... But I don't know what.
I'm not huge in the Ginger. No.
I like Ginger, but like since the last album, I'm not a fan at all. I'm not a fan that liked before.
A lot of people, a lot of non-metal people like Ginger.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Mm. But they have like this attractive thing about them.
They do have a thing, yeah.
They have a thing. They have also like this reggae vibe sometimes. So I can understand some people
like. I think that's why I don't like them. Well, yeah. I can't say I think I have one song in my playlist that I like. And I can't name it off the top of my head, but it's an older. I think it's the Clouds. Something Clouds.
Cloud. Fuck.
Fuck.
Cloud Machine?
Cloud Factory or something like that?
Cloud Factory.
That song's a banger. Yeah. I like that song.
Cloud Factory, I think the second and the third album are bangers. The first one, too. The last album, like, Pieces, the song Pieces, was just like the song that is like the most known of Ginger. But I love other songs from them. They are great, but just the last album, I'm not a fan of. But yeah, so I'll go with that. I would go like you. I have a last one because, yeah,
and,
why not?
What's the topic? What do we got?
We go in the death metal singers.
Death metal singers. Let's do it.
George like Corpse it. Grinder Fisher from Cannibal Corpse. David Vincent from I Am Morbid and also Morbid Angel. And John Gallagher from Dying Fetus.
Vincent is a kill.
Yeah.
Mary Corpse Grinder. And fuck John Gallagher.
Dude, you're reading my mind.
Well, you're not a big Morbid Angel guy, so.
I'm not a big Morbid Angel guy.
Neither am I.
I like Morbid Angel. I don't know why I prefer the other singer.
I actually like Dying Fetus the most out of all three of those.
That's my vibe. I'm a big fan of Cannibal Corpse, but I also bang on Dying Fetus.
I really like Corpse's vocals.
Yeah.
I've seen them live a bunch. They're awesome. I love their live shows. I just don't care. I love this quote. I think it was from Brian Johnson of AC/DC.
Yeah.
And I love this quote that he says. He says, an interviewer asked him one time, says, how do you feel to people that say you've just made the same album 13 times? And he goes, we've actually made the same album 14 times. And that's what I feel from Cannibal Corpse a lot. It's like,
yeah,
it's awesome, but it's just like, it's always just awesome. Like, it's just,
it's always the same.
I don't want to complain about it because it's always great to listen to and always like I'll always listen to it, but like people put it in like their top tens and stuff like that, and I can't do that. Like,
yeah,
I know what it is. I know what they're gonna do.
I'm a little bit of the same thing,
but that's like
I think since the last two album they tried something different. Not different, but like, they got a vibe that is different. It's the same kind of structure, same kind of style, but they got something different, and I think it's because of Eric Rutan as the guitarist now. They got a vibe that is different on the riffs and all, but yeah, they still got a death metal Cannibal Corpse vibe.
You know what it is? It's I feel like death would have been interesting to see if they really continued.
Yeah.
You know, because death had so much, they had layers.
Yeah.
And I feel like Obituary, Cannibal Corpse, like great bands, but just they didn't have what death had.
I mean,
you know,
let's say they are in a different genre also, even though they are death metal and from Florida, Dev decided to go more in the progressive side of the genre, technical death in a way, but Cannibal Corpse decided to stay brutal and stay in the death metal roots, and so do Obituary, even though they have some hardcore a little bit in their sound, just a little.
That's a good point. I don't know. I've always felt that would have been interesting to see. And I always would have loved to see if those guys just did something maybe a little more technical, and they just got a little bit, because it's not like they don't have the chops for it. They definitely could.
I mean, yeah.
Look at Suffocation.
It's funny you say that, because like Cannibal Corpse, I saw a documentary of them. I think it's when they did Evisceration Peg. Although they don't do the progressive stuff like Death did, but Alex Webster, the bassist, which, like, he wrote most of the song of Cannibal Corpse, he's doing very progressive stuff without us knowing it.
Yeah.
Like, he's doing stuff on bass. I'm just like, okay, that's very tough to do. And also, he's counting time, but, like, very progressively. Like, he do something on the drum, and, like, okay, on the bass, I'll do something, but, like, different. And, like, oh, shit, that sounds weird. That sounds weird, but that sounds very interesting. And to be fair, Obituary, I've never been a fan of. But, like, Cannibal Corpse, because, like, they're not just doing the same thing. Even though in, like, if we take all the songs and all the albums, we could say it's the same thing, but not really. Because they add something different in some songs.
Yeah, but that's like, if you get a hot dog and you put relish on it this time and next time you put mustard, is it still not a hot dog?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. And I'm not saying
it's bad. I'm not saying it's bad.
Yeah.
I still will listen. I'll still go see their shows. It's Cannibal Corpse. I'm gonna go.
Yeah.
But that's just it. It's like Black Dahlia. They're in the same realm. I mean, I'm very interested to see life after Trevor.
Yeah.
It seems like they're doing pretty good. But obviously, you know, going from someone that was so iconic, and I don't expect a lot to change with them. I mean, they got a little faster and such towards the end there, Verminous and stuff like that, but it's still Black Dahlia. Like,
yeah,
there was a sense of, like, it's almost like when bands get to that status of, I don't want to say perfection, but, like, they get to a point where they're sort of idolized.
Yeah.
And then it's like nothing, it doesn't matter what they do after that. They're just always going to be idolized. They kind of just put in the same stuff. They could kind of just put in the same stuff that they always do. It's always going to be good. And it's just always going to be, it's just who they are. It's just that. Okay. Slayer. Slayer is an example of what happens when they tank, you know, because, like, fucking Slayer had, what the hell was that 2013 album that they had? The one with the crazy Jesus face on it.
Yeah, I don't remember shit. No, it's Repentless?
Yeah.
It's terrible. 2015.
Yeah, terrible.
You don't like it?
No, it was awful.
Was all right,
and you would think that following that law of, like, they made it to this certain point, they're always going to be good, and then suddenly they fucking, now I, you know, they, you lose Dave Lombardo and suddenly the fucking whole thing falls apart. But, like, these guys, if it wasn't good, it wasn't a good record.
I think my rule for bands that do that, most of the band have a peak of greatness and they go down for me. Like, for me, Cannibal Corpse got that point. Like, they got, like, the Frantic Disappointment. What is the album? I don't remember the album about it, but they got a peak. They got a low. They got another peak. They got a big low. And they are slowly making it back for me. And Death, I'll be honest, I think that after Sounds of Perseverance, I think they could have, like, one more fucking great album, and after that it could go down. For the simple reason that Chuck Schuldiner had his other project, Control Denied, and I think maybe he would have done something with Death that resembles too much to Control Denied. And maybe that would make the downfall of Death. But that's my opinion, and it will never happen now because he's dead.
That's why you don't like Niall.
You had to say that word.
That's why you don't like Niall.
You had to say that word. I don't like Niall since day one.
I will say that, obviously it's a lot of hearsay, this way and that way. But the deal is this. There are bands out there that have established a name and now basically they get no bad publicity. Doesn't matter. Lamb of God's another one. I love Lamb of God. Always have. But they're another one. They've really just kind of just slapped it out there, I felt like, these last couple times. And it's just... Yeah. But it's on fucking everyone's top tens. I'm like, this is stupid. I love it when we do our top tens. And it's why I love our group. Because we are so involved in everything. That a lot of the time... We have our biases, of course. As Gamora Burns was obviously a lot of on everybody's list.
Yeah.
Now it was a good record, but again, follows the law. Cryptopsy, you know, big band, first record in a while. It's gonna be looked at more than say other records. It's just how it goes.
Yeah,
but there's still a lot of drumming and stuff like that. And even Matt himself, I remember his last year's list, he had bands like Psy and Whiteborn on there. But a lot of the time I fucking dread seeing all the top 10 stuff come out because it just completely disregards anything that was actually interesting or different or pushes envelopes or maybe was a little bit more innovative or stuff like that. It's basically just who out of the big bands had a big record.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much like who had the most publicity is pretty much what it comes down to. And that's who their top 10 list has become. And you get like that once in a while where like Frozen Soul comes out of nowhere and they blow you away. And then suddenly, lo and behold, they get kicked to the wayside the next time because, you know, the publicity's not there.
Yeah.
So it's about how much gets pushed, like how much push it has. And I would say if you looked at like individual people who listened, you would find that their top tens don't reflect anything in the mainstream that represents any of the bigger labels or even any of the bigger bands. It really reflects a lot of stuff you find on Bandcamp because most guys are like us. Most people are like us. They're just out there searching for stuff and they just find gems and then they hold on to them. And, you know, they find these, you know, random smaller bands or maybe these other projects that are on like their third album and you know they come out of there. Like Yatra is one of those.
Yeah.
You know, like they came out to their third record and it was a fucking huge hit for me. But it sucks. It's one of those things. The media and the pushing and the labels and everything else, it just dilutes the whole thing. And that I have to watch fucking all the big coverages just talk about how fucking awesome, you know. Fucking, look, Dream Theater got Portnoy back. Second that record comes out, watch what happens. Suddenly, the same thing they've been doing for like 10 years, but now Portnoy's back for the third time or whatever. Now they're fucking better than ever. And that's what they're going to push. It's going to be stupid.
First of all, second time he's coming back. No, the first
time couldn't remember.
The first,
I feel like he's...
He got out one time and he came back for the first time. Second of all, I agree with you with a lot of points, but I also disagree with you with a lot of points. I think you say a lot of people are like us. I disagree because I see a lot of people that are very, very like basic white bitches and love Cannibal Corpse and love, oh, I love Electric Callboy and I love this. Well, I love Electric Callboy, but like some people are very mainstream in the metal and are like, yo, I will put Metallica first. And Cannibal Corpse second. Like, some people are like this, and I don't care. You do what you do. You like what you like. Don't say it's the best thing ever, like, objectively. Like, we are all subjective. All the tops are subjective. We like more, like, you like more doom stuff, I like more weird and progressive stuff, and sometimes I like more sometimes I like some catchiness, like I like Electric Callboy, sometimes I like Cannibal Corpse, I like, well, not Metallica, but I like some Megadeth, like it's very mainstream. But yeah, I like it. I like it. I jam on it.
It doesn't. That doesn't make good conversation. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? It's so. This is the thing. We're so yin and yang. You're so positive and in the light, and I'm just not. It doesn't, dude. People annoy the fuck out of me. They fucking tell me all the time, like. That Metallica album that came out, you remember it fucking couple of years ago?
Yeah.
Dog shit. Dog shit album.
Yeah, it was dog
but
shit.
But these fucking idiots ate it up.
Yeah.
Because Lars Ulrich's behind the drums again. Like, Hetfield had to come back from rehab for the 17th time.
I have to say that Lars Ulrich is still on the drums since day one. Because that's it. That's his band.
Oh, no, but they weren't doing anything. Besides their fucking stupid 17,000 stadium tours.
Yeah.
so they can still try to push the Black Album. Like.
Yeah.
Dude, it was dog shit. What was that? Atlas Rise or whatever the fuck that stupid album was?
It's not Hardwired to Self-Destruct.
I don't
like that album either.
Even when Lamb of God's album came out, like I tried really hard. I thought it was okay. Still shit.
I have to say something. I don't like Hardwired to Self-Destruct, and I don't like the fucking album cover. It's dog shit. It's fucking dog shit. I don't like it. And even the new one, 72 Seasons. What is that fucking name already? 72 Seasons? There's 4 seasons, not 72!
When fucking Dave left Megadeth and everybody was like, oh my God, Dave left Megadeth. It's like, who gives a shit? They suck anyway. They've always fucking sucked. You're all just stupid because you all just think because there was 4 bands on the West Coast making fucking thrash music. You guys were like, they are the best.
Okay, you cannot say that about Rust in Peace, though. Rust in Peace is a banger.
Sucks.
You cannot say that about Tornado of Souls, Marty Friedman.
Anthrax sucks too.
Ah, no. Anthrax.
So does Testament.
God damn. You are very, you are virulent.
It does, you are, dude.
You are virulent.
Dude, like, I mean, look at it. You tell me you can't. You're gonna sit there and listen to
any of those
albums. You
cannot say that a solo of Tornado of Soul suck. No, I disagree with you.
I disagree.
I disagree.
I'm just telling you the truth.
Dude, no.
Thrash metal in itself is basically just pussy hardcore. That's what it is.
I do not care about the YouTube robot. Do you hear the song?
Yeah, I hear it.
I have to put the solo because it's just epic. This!
It's hair metal! This is Van Halen!
You cannot say it sucks! Dude! That is Marty Friedman at his best!
I could just listen to Van Halen, dude.
Dude!
A better band.
Like, we are the yin and yang.
Yeah, I
know. We are the yin and yang. You're yin, I'm yang.
Thankfully, nobody listens to this.
Okay, you know what?
The world will explode.
I have to talk about something. Do you remember one time you talked about doing a tattoo each other? Like, a beer can tattoo. You talked about it one time. I'm like, we should do a matching tattoo.
Oh, because you don't have any.
I don't have tattoos.
Yeah, that's right. You don't have any.
Okay, so when I come to Winchendon, when I come this summer.
I'm not getting a Megadeth tattoo. I'll fucking.
No, I want to do a yin yang tattoo.
I do
the yang and you do the yin.
So fucking I'm still hot. I'm hopped up, dude.
Let's do that.
But yeah, I hate these people, dude. This is like fucking.
Okay. You know what? I understand, and I understand.
And
you.
I know. Listen, I'm gonna be public enemy number one. We're gonna get uninvited to everything ever because I.
Dude,
said
you just
things,
you just stole the song of Megadeth already. Stop this!
I don't give a fuck.
you like Megadeth.
Anything West Coast is just shit. Okay.
Okay, so you like Anthrax because it's East Coast.
No, they fucking suck too. If I have to see fucking Scott Ian's stupid fucking face on social media ever again, I'm gonna be bullshit. Married to the fucking Butcher Babies lady. The fucking two female vocalists. Oh, great. What a band.
Oh my God.
Like, who? What a gimmick.
Okay, you know what? I respect your opinion, but still.
Tornado
of Souls.
I do. This is what I do. This is why I don't, I'm not really on social media.
But
because I just, I can't do it, dude. I fucking look at these things and I just scream to myself. It's just me yelling at myself in the living room, being like, why are you like this band? They suck. Just fucking screaming to myself.
And like your wife just like, hey, what you doing?
No, she's married to a lunatic. And I am that lunatic. But I do it about everything, dude. It's like, I lose my shit. I can't help it. And then people confront me about it. And then like, I just lose all conscious thought. And then I'm just like, it just sucks.
I mean, this is why I love you, man. Because like, you
really are just like so Canadian. You're just so nice. And so like, if I showed up in Canada, what would your people even do? They'd just be like, oh God, like I just fucking hate everything.
I'm like the East Coast tornado. Holy shit.
Oh my God. I'd get kicked out of everywhere. You guys wouldn't even kick me out because you're all too nice.
No, we just like push you
just
off.
Stick me in the corner.
No, we push you off to the border. Don't go over there. No. We put you in the Maritimes. In the fucking Sharks.
Crazy.
With the fucking Sharks. You're going to the Sharks.
It's a fucking. I can't, dude.
Yo,
I guess
yo,
so
in
bad.
The States, you got a shark tank? Here we have dragons, motherfucker. We will rip you off.
Oh, you guys, listen. Get me hammered and then get me ranted. You guys, you'll all be fucking terrified by the end of the night.
I mean, this is why I love you, because like you're not afraid to say what you think, and I'm not afraid to say what I think. I'm just like,
it gets me in trouble. Why do you hate it so much?
This is why I love you. We complement each other. Like you're the yin to my yang.
I'm very interested to see if we do, when we go to RPM Fest, how that's gonna go.
Dude, but still, we need a matching tattoo on the ankle or something.
I'm not getting a matching ankle tattoo with you.
Oh, come on.
I'll put it like, I don't know. We'll think of something.
On the back?
We'll come up with something else. We'll come up with something
on the
else.
S?
We'll come up with something. You can get like a Bud Light can and I'll get a Bud Heavy can. We'll do something like that. You can be Labette Blue.
You know? Okay, so I'm no. I'm Lab at 50.
We'll come
50.
Up with something else.
No, Lab at 50, because it's a real Canadian thing, and you get like an American beer of sorts.
Oh yeah, Yingling. Yeah.
It's Ying Yang. No, it's like I put the Yang sign and I put the Lab at 50 can inside it, and you do the Yin sign. That's but a, you put
now you we're put talking like, big tattoo, kid.
Yeah, no, it's not that big. Or
well, the detail. The yin, yeah, I think of the detailing.
No, but like yin yang, but you put like the yin, you put the details of the, I don't know, Budweiser tattoo or whatever. And Lab at 50, I put the yin sign, but with Lab at 50 logo in it.
Do you think it's almost time we rebrand the logo for the podcast?
I like it, but yeah, we could.
Every couple of years, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that what
we could.
Does?
What do you want? You want something very like, I don't know what you want. What do you want?
I don't know.
Because I like the skull face.
I was thinking about this the other day.
I like the skull face.
What
but
if we just did our faces?
Like we did at the beginning.
Well,
no, at the beginning,
like,
we
need like an animation.
Ah, yeah, that could.
You know
be
what
nice.
I'm saying?
That could be nice. We have to.
We're up on an hour anyway.
Okay. You know what?
I already insulted too many people.
You know what? We'll talk about it later, or we could talk about it when I come to fucking Mass this summer. We have to talk about it anyway, if you can. So
yeah, we can talk about it later.
Yeah, because I have vacations. Yeah, paid vacations. Hmm. Even better. Anyway,
hey everybody,
do you have a shout out?
Take a look. You go first.
Okay, so I'll go with what I was listening to when I came back. Not Megadeth. What is the song? I'll go with the new album from the black metal, German black metal band called Bilvis? Bilweis? Bilweis? I don't know how to pronounce them. Bilwis, it's like Bilwis, something like this. Bilwis, I will call them like this. It's a band that I think Jerry or James recommended. I'm not sure, but I think it's one of them. And the album is called Hamelin. I don't know my German, man. I don't know it. I think it's James that recommended it.
If it's German, it's probably German. James.
Yeah, it's probably James. Anyway, Hamelin from Bilvis. Huh?
You killed James.
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you. It's your fault. You gave it too much heart and choice. Anyway, no, I find this album very interesting. Like, I like black metal, but this one is like very Emperor-ish. And like, there is some vibes, a little bit of Dark Throne, a little bit Dark Throne and Emperor. I like it. And some Panopticon vibe with like the folkloric style inside it. Yeah, they got like a very interesting sound. So I'll go with that album. Bilvis Hamelin.
For me, it's going to be Carcosa. Esoteric Cult came out this year, February 23rd, on Redefining Darkness. It's pretty fucking good. You guys should go listen to it.
You said Carcosa?
Carcosa, yeah.
Okay, the deathcore band from...
K-A-R-K-O-S-A.
Oh, okay, K. Okay, it's not the same. No. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? No. Because there's like another Carcosa, but like with a C.
Yeah. Esoteric Cult.
Okay.
Pretty good.
I gotta listen to it.
Domini Sanctum is my favorite song so far.
All right.
Listen to it. It's a 10-song album. It's pretty good. 50 minutes. 50-minute runtime. So a solid runtime.
That's good.
Just brutal in your face. It's nice.
That is perfect.
All right, guys. No more of my ranting. Don't ever forget that Phil would kill James and leave Mookie without a dad.
Fuck you.
This has been Whispers from the Void. I'm Evan.
And I'm Phil. And... see you on the next episode! I resuscitate James and I marry him again! Bye, guys.
Bye.